At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague, Jonathan Schanzer, Senior Vice President, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, Gaza, the major combat operation declared at a finish some days back. Now there are fresh rumors in all directions. We begin with the Philadelphia corridor. It is unsolved at this moment as to whether that was a major transit route underground for Hamas to rearm itself, and it could again, or if it was the Rafah crossing and the Egyptian authorities cooperating or not blocking Hamas's supervisors at the crossing. Is there any resolution to these questions, Jonathan?
Still no resolution. We continue to see figures from the Egyptian media pushing back vociferously against any allegation of impropriety on the part of the Egyptian regime. That rings hollow to me. I think we know and have long known that Egypt has served as a logistical hub for some amount of weaponry that has gotten in, I think quite a bit at the end of the day. And look, that may have something to do with a lax approach taken by the Israelis or by the United States. But I think it is really beyond question at this point that the Egyptians have had some involvement. They just don't seem to be ready to acknowledge wrongdoing. They're digging in. I don't necessarily see the diplomatic ties between Egypt and Israel on the rocks as a result of this, but the tension has remained constant. The inability or unwillingness of the United States to call for a reckoning of sorts is really what surprises me more than anything else. And I do understand that this administration may be trying to get a deal done with Egyptian help, and that that's their top priority. I understand this administration probably doesn't want to draw attention to the fact that its longest lasting peace agreement, that the United States' longest lasting peace agreement in the Middle East, brokered between Israel and Egypt, may be looking less solid. That's the last thing I think that they want to go down as their legacy, this administration. But I do think that the U.S. needs to do more to hold Egypt to account.
The hostages. I believe the War Cabinet has announced that they believe 50% of the hostages still in custody are alive, and therefore the hostage negotiation is not irrelevant. However, I also note that politically, Netanyahu is looking stronger, even having not removed Golan as defense minister. Is that going to, in some fashion, change the prospects for Hamas and for Hezbollah? Does Netanyahu have new license to keep going?
Look, Netanyahu, at least for now, is, I don't want to say he's untouchable, but he is in a fine spot as far as he's concerned. He is not likely to be toppled anytime soon. The prospects of new elections are not high. And I think he understands that. His problem, in my view, is that he is caught between political forces in Israel that I think are all looking at the wrong priorities, right? You've got hostage families that are demanding a release of the hostages. We now know that, unfortunately, half of them are not alive. That's the estimate out of Israel, that probably 50 are still left living. And I understand why the families want to get them back. I understand why the Israelis want to get them back. But what I think Netanyahu seems to be focusing on right now is the war itself, the wider seven-front war that Iran is waging. And my estimation is that he still doesn't have a strategy. He's fighting from one front to the next. You finish with Gaza, you move to Lebanon. After Lebanon, who knows what they'll do? They'll be weakened, they'll be tired, they'll be exhausted, they'll be depleted. This is still, in my view, Netanyahu fighting on Khamenei's terms, on the Iranian regime's terms. This is no way for Israel to win a war. And I think that it is now incumbent upon Netanyahu to begin to articulate what Israel's long-term plan for victory is. I believe, and my colleagues at FDD believe, that really that has to all hinge on the defeat of the Islamic Republic of Iran, perhaps the bringing down of that regime under circumstances that we yet can't articulate. But this is, I think, Benjamin Netanyahu's biggest problem. The politics at home are small fries compared to the challenges that he must face.
Finally, Jonathan, 30 seconds. There's fog of war rumor that Sinwar is dead. Anything to it? 30 seconds.
A couple days ago, we heard that Sinwar may have been killed in an Israeli strike. We understand now that he's been incommunicado, but that may mean that he's just communicating by other means, written messages, whispering to colleagues. But for now, I'd say Israelis are somewhat hopeful, but also not holding their breath.
Jonathan Shanzer, Senior Vice President, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.